Good morning, sir.
Morning, Joe. How are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Where? Washington?
Yes, I'm in Washington, D.C. at Joint Base Anacostia-Bowling.
Okay, and were you born and raised in Naperville, Joe, or did you move there later, or what's your biography, briefly?
Yes, I was actually born and raised in Naperville.
Went to what school?
I went to Waubonsie Valley High School.
Waubonsie, okay. You graduated when?
In 1995.
Okay. So, I can't do the math. How old are you?
I'm 35 years old.
35, okay. When did you start, playing musical instruments? Obviously, you didn't take this up in college.
No, I started in fifth grade, actually, at Gregory Middle School, also in Naperville, and stuck with my instrument, the euphonium, for the entire grade school, high school, and decided that I wanted to make it a professional career. And as a euphonium player, one of the only ways to do that is by playing in a military band.
Okay, euphonium, is it E-U-P-H-O-N-I-U-M?
Yes.
Okay, I'm more a guitar, piano, bass, drums guy. Is that like kind of a tuba, or what is that?
It's similar to like a small tuba.
Okay. Well, I think you'd agree most kids pick up one of the four instruments I mentioned, maybe sometimes a flute or a clarinet or even a saxophone. I'm wondering what drew you to that instrument.
In fifth grade, we had people come and demonstrate musical instruments to us to start in the band program. And I was really drawn to the euphonium because of the sound. It has a very beautiful, mellow singing quality to it.
Okay. Just a second here. One thing, I'm sitting here looking out a FedEx delivery that I didn't get yesterday, and I have to go to the door and sign for it. I'll be away from the phone for about 30 seconds, okay?
No problem.
Hang on there, just a second. Okay, Joe.
Okay.
So anyway, they demonstrated these instruments, and as you said, you just like the mellow sound of it. And I don't know. I'm thinking as a fifth grader. I mean, it seems like that would be kind of the thing was probably half as big as you were.
Exactly.
So you get out of Waubonsie, and then what do you do after that? Did you go on to college or go right in the military?
I went on to college at the University of Michigan to actually get my performance degree.
Okay, and you continue to play that there, I guess?
Correct. I continued to play and decided that I really wanted to play professionally and serve my country, and one of the best ways to do that is to play in a military band.
Okay.
And I've always been drawn to the Air Force band growing up because of the fine euphonium players that have come out of this particular unit.
Okay. And when did you actually enlist then in the Air Force?
I enlisted in the Air Force in 1998.
1998. And I've obviously been with them ever since.
Right.
At this point, have you? How many times a year do you perform, would you say?
Well, we have hundreds of performances. We tour annually, or twice a year, in the fall and the spring, and we do about 14 concert tours.
A year?
Yeah, so twice a year. So that's 28 concerts on the road,
mm-hmm.
And combined with all of our concert series in D.C., as well as performing at Arlington Cemetery for full honors funerals and ceremonies for the president and other foreign dignitaries.
Okay. Have you literally been in, 98, so we're talking 14 years. Have you literally been all over the world by now?
Unfortunately, we haven't traveled overseas in quite some time, but I've been all over the continental United States.
Okay. But you have had some performances in Europe, haven't you, or not?
the band has performed in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Performed also in Moscow.
Okay. Well, I'm guessing for, not that this is ho-hum, you know, another inaugural, but obviously this is probably not the first presidential thing you've performed at, right?
This will be the third time for me performing in this inaugural parade, and the United States Air Force Band has marched in 15 parades. So this is going to be the 16th for the unit.
Okay, 16th, and you've done it three times, huh?
Yes.
What about the, you know, making the team, as they say? I mean, I'm assuming just because you play an instrument and you're in the Air Force, you don't automatically make it into the band, right?
Right. We have to audition for our spots. So it's like any major symphony orchestra.
Okay. And how many men make up, men and women make up the band?
The Air Force band is about 185 members total.
Okay.
For
and
the
how many other guys play the euphonium besides you?
There are four, let's see. There's four of us.
Four all together, okay. What about just, you know, I guess other than maybe seeing somebody wave, how close have you been able to get to any of the presidents? Have you actually met him, shook hands with him, anything like that?
I haven't personally shook hands with him, but I've been, you know, within 5 feet of the president, especially last time I did the inaugural, I performed at the MTV inaugural ball, and we were, you know, right next to the president.
Yeah. So what was that like? I mean, for instance, even though he's been president for 4 years, I should have read this. I didn't realize that he was. People say they're surprised at how tall he is. What would you say surprised you when you were within 5 feet of Barack Obama?
I think what surprised me is just his the way that he's so personable with everybody,
mm-hmm.
and has a genuine care for music and what the military does.
Okay. Do you have any other, you know, do you have some buddies or pals from Naperville that have kind of, I don't know whether they follow you on, you know, the social networks or anything? Do you have a... you know, a cadre of folks from the hometown that kind of follow your adventures?
Sure. I mean, I'm still very close with all of my band directors, and a lot of the people that I went to high school with and middle school are still in the Naperville area, and they follow, you know, my career in the Air Force pretty closely.
Okay. So the actual ceremony now, I understand he's being sworn in Sunday, but the public ceremony is Monday, correct?
Correct.
So how long is the program that you're going to be in scheduled to last?
The actual parade kicks off in the morning, and I believe there's five divisions. We'll be leading the fourth division of the parade. All the service bands are performing in the parade as well.
Okay. So, I mean, do they have, like, a rough time of the program? It's supposed to last from, like, I don't know, 10 to 1, or do you have any kind of a time frame?
It just depends on the actual timing. It's a 1.5-mile inaugural parade. And
I got it. Yeah, they can't quite put it on a stopwatch.
Right.
What do you guys, I mean, you know, marching outside and stuff, I mean, I don't know what the weather in D.C. is supposed to be like, but, you know, I mean, this time of year, obviously it could snow or rain or whatever. Are there any contingencies, or is it the band plays on?
The band plays on, rain or shine, snow, sleet, mud.
Okay. We want to get maybe another voice, as we say in the story, Joe. Is there any way that I could be able to reach out to your parents today?
Sure.
And could you tell me how to contact them?
Yes. My father's name is James Bellow.
Okay.
And he can be reached at their home phone number, 870.
Okay.
481-5975.
I heard you say 870-481-5975.
Correct.
Okay. Is he in Naperville now, or where is he?
No, they actually retired down in Mountain Home, Arkansas.
Okay, so they're not going to be in D.C. to watch you Monday, huh?
No, but I'm sure they'll catch it on TV.
Speaking of that, I mean, have you had friends or family watch parade and say, yeah, we definitely saw you?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Recently, we performed in the Macy's Day Parade, and that was also televised, but many, you know, family and friends saw me perform.
Okay, what time is the parade kick off Monday?
I believe it's 9.
9 Eastern time?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we got a picture from you with the military, and I think, you know, this should give the hometown folks a little idea of what's going on. And I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I'm usually like 5 questions ahead of myself in my head from what I'm asking. I mean, this is a career. I mean, you're going to do this bop till you drop, or what are your plans?
Yeah, I definitely plan on serving 20 years at least.
Mm-hmm. Any other personal stuff? Are you married? Have any kids or anything?
No, I'm single.
Okay. what advice would you give to maybe a high school youngster who's thinking of this? I mean, obviously you've enjoyed it. Is this something you'd recommend, or what tips would you give somebody if this is something they aspire to?
I would definitely recommend this career to anyone because it's a way to, you know, serve your country, and at the same time, I get to play music and do what I love and am passionate about.
Mm-hmm. How many different songs are you guys going to perform Monday?
We'll be doing the Air Force song and rendering honors to the president when we actually march in front of him. And then during the parade route, we'll be performing the Washington Post March by John Philip Sousa and Trombones Triumphant.
So you have a total of, what, 4 songs altogether?
Correct.
Okay. Okay. All right. Bello, is that Italian?
No, it's actually Filipino.
Okay. You know, some of those names that end in a vowel, you know how that is. But
right.
Anyway, well, I appreciate everybody that may be online here hooking us up, and I will call Arkansas and see if we can run James down. And have a great day. I'm sure you'll enjoy yourself. And if you want to read the story online, go to NapervilleSun.com, and you'll find it in Sunday's paper because, you know, we want to tell people what to watch for on Monday.
Excellent. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.
Bye now.